Jesus. It's so close to my toe.
Oh, you had it. I was like, my club. Did...
I had it leaned up here.
And welcome back to the North Star Cast. My name is Brent Wallace. Alongside with me, as always, is Matthew Palmquist and Kyle Moore. How are we doing, fellas?
Was that on there?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
What a way to start the show.
This one isn't bad. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
I don't like that eye thing.
You don't?
No.
These, like, kind of work. It's very kind of.
I can't. Nah, I don't like this one.
Nope. Next. All right.
We're just going through songs.
Well, like, these are so addicting because it's like, well, I want to know what the next one is going to be.
It's like those screamo, like, country songs and stuff like that.
They played this one on the power trip this morning.
Is it turned up all the way on yours?
Yeah.
So I feel like you can only do this with like second tier songs. Cause like the beat, that's all I'm like, you're wrecking this good tune.
Which one?
Footloose.
No.
I think
it works.
Yeah, I think it's great.
I always thought this part's good.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, when it's a...
One more.
That iconic of a song.
I mean, they both are pretty...
Yeah, but Footloose, like, the movie.
I've never seen it.
Which one?
Footloose.
Yeah, which version?
Either one.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's two?
Yeah. Julianne Huff is in one.
Kevin Bacon is in the other.
John Travolta? And
Miles Teller. No. No, that's Grease.
Oh. See?
Have you seen Grease?
No.
What is your problem?
I haven't seen Grease.
Are you guys joking?
I mean, I get it enough from SNL skits and just making fun of it over the years.
Wow. That's actually surprising to me.
But hey, you haven't
seen... Have you guys seen Titanic?
No.
Oh, are you guys... that was a joke. Like, I was...
No, I've never fully seen it. No. I've seen parts. I have
never fully
finished it.
Wow. That's a great movie.
But, like, you haven't seen Austin Powers.
That Austin Powers is, like, a certain genre. Like,
yeah, the best.
That could be
clap.
Like, but, like, that's a certain genre where, like, Titanic, Footloose, Grease is, like, everyone sees, like, everyone can see it. You know what I mean? It's all ages. True. And it's like the generational
movie. I watched Austin Powers when I was in elementary school.
Where I never would have been able to do that.
True.
I wouldn't.
You were a Disney family.
Yeah. I was PG only. I really wasn't, but like that's how it ended up.
I just always remember watching movies like that and like The Simpsons with my brother and my dad. And I would only laugh when they laughed because I... Never got the jokes, but just wanted to be a part of it.
Top Gun?
Nope.
Not all the way.
What the f*** is going on right now? I feel like the... Like, okay, so...
I feel like all of these are on streaming services now, so it's like we could watch them, but...
But, like, the movies I'm saying, I feel like are generational, where Austin Powers is, like...
Generational.
I don't think it is.
It's part of the SNL
I think
genre.
It's that generation.
And, like, same thing with, like, Step Brothers.
Never seen it. I'm just kidding.
Okay, that's in your wheelhouse. Yeah. I don't know how.
I've seen that, like, 40, 50 times.
Like, I feel like that's another, like, flash in the pan, like, great movie.
That's one where I'm very happy that they haven't made a sequel.
Austin Powers is the Pink Panther.
Which Pink Panther? Steve Martin Pink Panther?
Steve Martin.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Jabuga.
See? It's the same. That's like, you see what I'm saying though?
Yeah.
Like, it's
was actually not that great of a movie, but Steve Martin. I love Steve Martin.
Yeah. But was it a great movie when it came out?
What, Pink Panther or Austin Powers?
Pink Panther.
I think it was, I would say yeah.
So I'm guessing it's going to be the same thing.
What?
Austin Powers.
Like, oh, no, it's different humor.
No, yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, kids today, I don't think will like Austin Powers.
Probably not.
Or, like, we'll look at Austin Powers like we look at Pink Panther.
I mean, it's kind of like you made me watch Caddyshack for the first time, finally.
Yeah, and? Thoughts?
I liked it. Yeah, it was exactly what I expected right? it to be.
That's another good movie. Yeah. Just, like, in that category.
So, Caddyshack, Austin Powers, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, like, Tommy Boy, it's all...
All of the SNL movies.
Yeah.
Every SNL...
National Lampoon's Family Vacation, which you've never seen that, have you?
No.
Ghostbusters, Groundhog's Day.
Never seen Ghostbusters.
It's a good one.
That's kind of getting out of the... I mean, it is, but it's not like the comedy.
Was Bill Murray on SNL?
Yeah. Yep, he was in after Chevy Chase was.
Got it.
Yeah. We're like Leo. Like, Leo, he didn't get his start, but, like, what was his big blockbuster was Titanic.
Right.
Man, he's had some good movies.
Django.
I've never seen that.
I watched it for the first time at the cabin this winter.
And?
Fell asleep halfway through.
Nice.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite.
It was fine, right?
It was interesting.
Yeah.
But Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street, Shutter Island.
Haven't seen it.
You wouldn't. You probably won't.
I keep getting told by everybody
to
watch it. It's like...
It's a suspenseful. Right. And it's like a you have to be paying attention movie.
Right.
What was that one that he had sex with the bear?
Revenant.
Yeah.
What?
I know all about him. The Departed.
You guys like Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah. He kind of makes the same movies every single time.
He's like the Adam Sandler.
Yeah, he knows his wheelhouse and he makes it work. But then Adam Sandler made Uncut Gems and that was a really good movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I really want to.
You would like it.
Yeah.
Have you seen Patriot Day?
No.
Patriots Day? Patriot Day? I don't know.
With Tom Brady?
No.
Is it The Patriot?
No, it's about... maybe.
The one where he's a sniper or whatever
it
is?
No, that's Shooter.
Oh.
That's Shooter. And that's a
McGavin.
Shooter is a...
Back to Adam Sandler.
It's the one...
Big Daddy.
About the Boston...
Haba.
Shooter?
Massacre.
Boston bombing.
Shooter is?
No.
Boston Marathon bombing?
Yeah.
Patriots Day.
Oh. Patriots Day. Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Are we still on Bill Murray? What are we talking about?
No, this is Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, okay.
Marky Mark in the...
Got it.
Band.
Ted.
Shooter, Ted, that's a good movie.
Shooter, though?
Shooter,
I love that movie.
Super haven't good. Seen it. It's always on TV.
What?
That one's hard to miss, dude.
Because that
because he's a sniper.
No, that one is always on TV.
Clap. He never misses. It's literally
watch TV.
Always on TV.
Even when you were at your parents'. Like, it's been on TV
watch
for
that.
20,000 years.
We didn't watch that kind of stuff.
20,000 years.
We didn't watch that kind of stuff.
Jesus Christ was born and that was on TV.
Brenda's like, you have to. It was on TV. It's Britney Spears.
Is she getting out of her...
She's trying to.
Well, like, her dad just
Britney
resigned.
Britney Spears is in Austin Powers.
Her dad just resigned conservatorship.
That's why I say, it's Britney Spears! And they have a dance-off.
I don't know if that means he gave it up, or
he's
just out of it.
But hashtag free Britney.
Yeah, she is trending right now, number one.
She, like, has been for a while.
No, like... oh, things have happened to date.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
I don't know what, but things have happened. But what else we got?
Hot take.
I really don't have much.
I really like talking about movies.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other actors that are kind of...
Will Ferrell?
I feel like he has hit or miss.
I don't know. He hits a lot.
Yeah, he does. I'm trying to think.
Kicking and screaming. Yeah, see,
it depends. It depends who you are, because there are Will Ferrell. I'm a Will Ferrell fan.
Okay.
Right. There are Will Ferrell fans, and then there are people that hate everything that he makes.
Yeah, which I get, because like he can be a lot, but at the same time, Elf.
Oh, Elf is a classic.
That's an all-time movie. Yeah. Step Brothers, all-time movie. Talladega Nights, all-time movie.
Kicking and Screaming, all-time movie.
Which a lot of people have never seen that.
I've and the seen people it. That have seen Remember, it don't
we,
like it.
We were watching it at your,
the wedding.
Yeah, at your parents' yeah. driveway.
In the pub.
Yeah.
The pop-up bar.
And I was like quoting the entire movie, and they're like, you've seen this?
Yes.
Like 30 times.
Way to go, Bing Bong. Yeah.
Mike Ditka's in it.
Ditka.
What other actors are there? Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
Transformers. See, I'm such a big Transformers fan.
Are you Shia LaBeouf such Transformer a... fan or Mark Wahlberg nah, Transformer he fan? Which one? I said two names.
Mark Wahlberg. He's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like the Shia LaBeouf Megan Fox versions.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go up to three. Three was good, too.
I love how they're always all so sweaty.
Yeah.
Just.
Go take a shower.
Glistening.
Yeah.
Always.
Please. Go take a shower.
Yeah.
You said Johnny Depp.
Transformers, I would go up to three. LaBeouf left.
LaBeouf, Lagan.
Johnny Depp.
Do it!
Johnny Depp is a psycho.
I mean, he was...
He makes good movies.
He was abused by his wife or whatever.
21 Jump Street. That's a good movie.
That is a good movie.
That was... Shit, Derek!
No, wrong one,
that's
sorry.
Johnny Depp. That's why. He's in the original.
Johnny Depp? Oh,
the, he's like, the original, yeah.
I was going to say, it was... What?
That was Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum,
yeah.
But...
I always get them mixed
that's
up.
That's a good movie, too.
I've never seen that version.
The original version?
Yeah.
I mean, I
honestly didn't realize that there was a...
Captain Jack Sparrow is...
After
an
six
iconic of... character. He's an iconic character.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yep.
Like, yeah, it. I would say Pirates, it's like two movies.
You gave us a thing to put on the wall from it.
Yeah. That was more from the ride, but...
It is but still, Pirates. It is in
it's,
the movie.
It's from the movie, yeah. Yeah.
Right when you like showed it to us, I was like, I know what movie that's
yeah.
from.
Yeah.
It's the first one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's when, the two Dumbos are in... the jail and the dog is bringing the keys around.
That scene of him handcuffed trying to escape from the cops. And it's the... You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And he's like doing a zip line with the handcuff. And that is one of the all-time scenes.
Or the scene of when he's on that single boat, sailboat. And
it's sinking?
It's perfectly in line with the dock. And he just steps right off the very tip of it
yeah.
onto the dock. I think like the workers, the workers, like the soldiers are like, you have to park that.
I did.
Yeah, it's right down there.
Points down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
The first one's great. Second one's okay. All the rest suck. Orlando Bloom.
Lord of the Rings
Lord
fans?
Of the Rings, yep.
Never got into Lord of the Rings.
We just finished watching. Lena and her family are huge fans, so we just got done watching the third one the other
and?
Week.
What do you
They're think? Very good. Yeah. They're very good
it
movies.
Won, the third one won 11 Oscars.
Right. No, yeah. it was very good and very well done.
I watched them. Of course... They're like 3 hours long, so
a piece,
and I watched them like
back to back to back.
Well, no, oh. like I was walking around the house while they were on.
Yes,
there's like 25 minute scenes of them just walking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I got very impatient.
We gotta get to Narnia.
That's that is exactly the movie that you're thinking of. But I just told Hot Ones just had Elijah Wood on, and he's Frodo.
Anybody? Diet Coke. Thank you.
Care for anything?
Sure.
Are you having a beer?
Yeah.
Can I have a Busch Light?
I'll have whatever. What, did you think I was going to say no?
Yeah, that's on me. That's on me. Thank you.
I feel like my headphones are so loud, but like you said, I'm not that loud right now, but that opening,
I think
like
it's,
right in my ear canal.
Your last ones weren't, because they were dead last time, weren't they?
Yeah.
For like half of it?
I charged them.
Yeah.
They're just at home.
Just at home, yeah.
What other movies? Can we have some background music?
Yeah.
What is like, it's always a tough question for me, like a go-to movie or like.
I will say Pirates is up there.
Pirates is?
Pirates is up there for me. Because like Disney Plus, like I always know it's on there.
Yeah.
Like as a background one? Or like actually sit down.
What?
What is it?
This is Weird Al, isn't it?
No.
Or what is it?
Coronavirus Rhapsody.
You have to go in, like, much time went into this song.
Do you know how much time we had during the lockdown?
Yeah. Have you seen Inside by Bo Burnham?
What's your go-to movie?
It's always, like, the SNL movies, because they're just so easy to watch at this point. I've seen all of them, like, over 30, 40 times, so I can just have it in the background and quote it without even looking at the screen.
Yeah, the Office is up there.
Or like,
I know it's not a movie, but
yeah.
Like a TV show like that.
Or like movies like Shooter or yeah, Remember the Titans or movies that you've seen so many times. Should play the Jeffrey Bezos. Is that all on Spotify or whatever now?
Yeah, it all is.
They're actually like good songs.
What was the...
Whoops.
What I... God, I just had a movie in my head. Did you just turn it up?
Yeah.
I asked you, is it all the way up?
Yeah, and then I turned it all the way down. Oh.
He is so much money.
You Ooh. Did it!
Bo Burnham?
No.
He probably does too, but...
Oh.
Bezos.
Oh, he has so much money that he said he's so funny.
No.
He is funny.
So much money. Lion King is one, too. I don't know. There's a few Disney ones.
Disney movies, for me, are like, you have to be in the mood for a lot of them, just because they are, a lot of the times, emotional roller coasters.
True. But if you aren't sitting there paying attention, and you just all of a sudden hear something, you will catch a lot of adult jokes in those movies. Like, a lot of jokes.
Uh-huh.
And it is, it almost makes it, like a better movie because, like, you catch them.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. What's your go-to movie?
Like Kyle said, a lot of the SNL movies.
Yeah.
Like Caddyshack and...
Where do you guys find these? Like, are they streaming somewhere?
They're in my head now, man. Yeah. There's no
you go
point.
Through and quote.
There's honestly no point in watching them anymore. I just know.
Elena and I just watched Blazing Saddles.
Haven't seen that.
It was her first time, so it was shocking for her. It is a movie with Cleavon Little, Gene Wilder, and Mel Brooks that cannot be made anymore due to the content.
Did she like it?
She said it was good.
So no, that's a no.
Yeah, it was
very political answer there.
Yeah. Very political movie. But yeah, no, I think it's hilarious. Just the small little jokes in there.
Is that on a streaming service?
It was on Showtime.
Oh.
Which I think 7-day free trial, whatever it is.
Got it.
I can't get high right now.
Is this the song? Oh, yeah. Wow. You're good.
It's the orchestral versions. What other movies?
If Star Wars is on the on TV,
there's three series that I have never got into.
Star Wars,
Lord of the Rings.
Hobbit is good.
I haven't finished the third one.
Right? Yeah, it's before.
And Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, I've seen all of them.
Yeah.
First one I saw? Star Wars.
What about the Marvel ones?
No.
There's four.
You're not a big Marvel guy.
Exactly.
Because, like, I will say Avengers. Like, the original Avengers, huge fan of that movie.
Yeah.
Iron Man, huge fan of that movie.
But like, then as soon as they kept going,
between the movies, that's right. When I was like, okay. I didn't see Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Sorry. But the original Iron Man, excellent movie.
It's so good. Two and three are still good, too.
Yeah.
Avengers, the first one. The one thing about Avengers is it's the same exact movie as the third movie of Transformers. They came out within like 6 months of each other.
Really?
And if you guys rewatch those two, it is the exact same movie.
Really?
Like, it ends with the same thing. Like, there's a portal from space shooting in creatures.
And then the Hulk comes in.
And it's like flying around and there's... Yeah, it's the same two movies. Interesting. It is weird. But...
Did you watch Endgame?
Nope.
Really?
No,
I didn't. It ties into all the old movies.
I know. I almost want Have to you? Because I know that.
Yeah, yeah. I watched Endgame when it came out, and it just happened to come out while we were still in school. And my dad, my sister, and I wanted to all see it, but we wanted to see it together. Couldn't find a weekend that worked for us to see it together. So we all saw it individually. So I went to a movie theater in Hermantown and watched it by myself. There were like five other people in the movie theater. And by the end of the movie, I was in tears. Just
Doesn't
sitting
everyone
there by
die?
Myself. No.
No, that's Infinity War.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everyone dies.
What's Endgame then?
It's the end.
The end game.
Yeah.
Is that after Infinity Wars?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Who's alive at the end of this?
We can talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spoilers.
Well, like, do you want to know?
No. Yeah. I will. I probably won't watch it.
Okay. Well, Black Widow and Iron Man die.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone else is still around.
Iron Man dies because he's the one that gets all the Infinity Stones from the bad guy from
and
Thanos.
He puts it on his hand, and the ending thing that he says is, "I am Iron Man." And he snaps.
And we all cry. Because
Thanos goes, "I am inevitable." And he tries to snap and he doesn't have all the stones. And it goes to Iron Man and he goes, "I am Iron Man."
That's a good
one. And
then
snaps, yeah.
Is that the done? Movie done?
And then they had the funeral.
There was a funeral and all the people were in suits.
So Hawkeye survived?
Yep.
That's bullshit.
He was there
what do
with,
you mean?
He was
he
there
sucks.
With Black Widow when she died to get the stone. The Soul Stone.
Black Widow kind of sucks, too.
What? ScarJo?
I've heard...
She's the only reason why it was good.
She's my fave.
Nice.
She's on my laminated list, number one. Clap.
Oh, that was weird.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know.
She is the only reason why that character is interesting. Other than that, she's just tough. She's a good
I've heard so much good things about the Black Widow movie. Have you seen the Black Widow movie? You don't watch Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it
we
good?
Went and watched it in theaters. I thought it was really good.
I've heard so many good things about it.
Nice. Don't worry, you turned down your mic, but everybody else heard it.
Yeah. Iron Man's number one. Hulk is number two.
I'm a big Hulk guy.
Spider-Man.
Who's your...
Spider-Man's number two?
Oh, when you, dude,
when
Spider-Man
you,
is
when you
Spider-Man.
Think
electric.
When you think of Spider-Man, who do you think of?
I like Tom Holland. Or, Tom Holland.
Not Tobey Maguire?
No.
He has some good songs, though.
Tobey Maguire?
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of Mark Maguire.
No, I was thinking
or
of...
Or Lizzie Maguire.
I was thinking of Tim McGraw.
What?
At least we were with the same... No,
I realized that wasn't the name. My bad.
No, I was thinking of Toby Keith.
Yeah.
That could have went so many different ways.
And not a one we predicted.
No.
Iron Man's number one for you too, though?
I'm a big Hulk guy.
Yeah, I love the Hulk.
I wish he
I
had...
Like Thor.
Thor's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Doctor Strange. I'm a big Doctor Strange guy.
See, I don't
Benedict
see...
Benedict Cumberbatch and his penguins.
I don't see Spider-Man as, like, an Avenger character, though.
Gasp.
Okay.
I really don't see him as a Marvel character.
What do you see him as?
Like, he seems like... If I just saw Spider-Man, like, the movie...
I'm sorry, Chad.
I would say that is a DC character.
Nope.
Yeah. I would.
That is Stan Lee's creation.
He was like the first
yeah.
ever superhero he thought of, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, if I would have guessed that.
I feel like that's one of the most known superhero stories, too.
I would agree.
Gets bitten by a spider.
Right.
His uncle gets killed from the guy who he couldn't save or couldn't stop because he didn't want to, and...
DC, I guess, the Batman, the Dark Knight. I will say the only Batman...
I'm not wearing hockey pads.
The only Batman I like is Heath Ledger.
Oh, the Dark Knight?
Yeah.
And the
Joker? That's my favorite one.
That's an
all... Probably the only one I like.
All-time movie.
Yeah.
I like the one with...
Oh, that is a good one, too. I lied.
I was born in the darkness.
Who's the Batman in that one?
Same guy. Christian Bale.
Bale.
Yeah.
Kristen.
Bale.
Kristen Bell.
She got jacked.
Speaking of, Let It Go.
Yeah. That'd be a fun thing to do, is rate the Marvel movies. Because I feel like I would upset you guys.
you already have.
I mean,
sorry.
I hurt
I
just
think...
thinking that Spider-Man is DC.
Like, Chad's a nice guy, but I think Chad would just have his hands around your neck right now.
He's disowned you.
He would not be happy with you right now. Yeah, we could do that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I still can't believe, like, how no one talks about Transformers and... Avengers
being the same.
The same.
It's all the same.
Same exact movie.
It's all the same.
I guess I don't remember Transformers 3. I don't know if I've seen it.
What is that with the dinosaurs?
No, it's the...
No,
no,
that's with...
No, it's the ones with the portal in the sky that the creatures
it's
come
Chicago.
Down. Brent just told us this.
No, that's Avengers.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
It's Chicago. They have the pillars.
Oh, see, Avengers is
got
New
it.
York.
They're bringing in that planet.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
But the thing is I get the... Like, I get the creatures mixed up even. Because, like, they don't even really look like Transformers when they're coming in. Because they're, like, outside creatures.
Yeah.
What other movies can I piss you guys off with?
I know you're not a Jim Carrey fan.
It depends on the movie.
Do you like him as the Grinch?
Grinchy, that I would say that's his best piece.
Okay.
What would you say his best piece is?
Probably that.
There's a movie that I was thinking of.
Ace Ventura. The Mask.
The Mask. The Mask. And that's not bad.
I grew up with Ace Ventura 2. And 1. But 2 as well. Yeah, I don't know. We'd have
what
to,
is the movie I'm thinking of?
We'd have to, like, go... I guess that's what we're doing right now, is going through all the movies, but, like...
Jim Carrey. What song was that?
A Million Dreams from The Greatest Showman.
That's a great movie,
That
too.
Is a really good movie.
Again, still haven't seen it.
That one would make you cry.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to now.
Like, 4 times.
Oh, yeah. The proposal to the directors or to the movie company.
Can you,
that made me cry.
Can you look that up and play that?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
that moment.
Yeah. Hold on.
So we can all cry.
I didn't see it yet. What's the movie of Jim Carrey where he's
Dumb and Dumber?
Oh my god. How didn't I say that?
I don't know. It's the
where he's the cameras, it's a fake world that he's living in.
What?
We watched it in school.
The Truman Show?
Truman Show. Yep.
I don't remember that.
Christmas Carol. That's what I was thinking of. The Christmas Carol is a great movie.
That is a good movie. Scrooge. And he has a good voice, and he can do the same exact face.
Yeah.
The. I can't even.
Gets that big underbite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, Tom Hanks is a...
Oh, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's just not fair.
I'm trying to think of this movie.
What movie? It's just Over the Rainbow.
I meant song.
Wizard of Oz.
Are you pulling up that thing?
Oh, no. Sorry.
No, I'm not. Just not doing it.
Who is this?
Over the Rainbow. The Free Guy? Oh, Ryan Reynolds. Everyone's man crush.
Deadpool?
Yeah.
He's another one that kind of plays the same character.
Do you like Deadpool?
It's different. It's different.
I really liked it. Deadpool 2 was even really good, too.
Like, Deadpool looks like the same movie that's coming out right now. Free Guy.
Yeah.
He plays like the same character.
Essentially.
This Is Me. And we knew that it was going to be the anthem of the film, but no one had heard it before.
This Is Me.
And no one had heard Keala sing it live. And Keala,
look out,
who I didn't even want to come out from behind the music stand.
I didn't.
I kept saying to her, just step out, because this is your moment and you have to step out.
She doesn't have a beard.
Hugh Jackman is a great looking dude.
Because
yeah.
That's
he's
what
a
you're
nice
doing.
Guy.
The Aussie.
Stand right there in front of
Aussie,
everyone.
Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi.
I stood behind that music stand until the day of that presentation. There was a moment in the song that I actually...
He's going
was
back
so
to be
that I had to actually grab
Wolverine,
him,
isn't he?
I had somebody to hold on to. And
no,
then he got to the end of
how?
The and all I remember is
I
just
he was.
Deafening.
Have you seen Logan?
No.
Yeah.
You haven't seen Logan?
Otherworldly experience.
It was one of those moments that
I don't want
it
to end
the rest of my life. Fortunately, we filmed it.
So you do know.
Yes. Hold on. You guys keep listening.
Yeah, as soon as it comes out, he's like, no, I'm fine.
No, the motorcycle drove past.
Learn to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say. No one will love you as you are. But won't let them break me down. I know that there's a place for us. We'll be glorious. When the sharpest words want to cut me down.
Turn it up on your
end. Did you not just turn it down?
Yeah, I did because it sounded like it was fuzzy.
It's not coming up on here, though.
There you go.
Also, I think it's the audio. It's not good audio.
Jackman just eating an apple in the middle of it.
Trump swore to want to cut me down. Gonna send a flood to drown me.
Just gonna keep drinking over here.
Cue in the back. She has a hell of a voice.
Really good.
Yeah, she's got a really good voice. Yeah, that audio quality is not good.
Yeah.
But yeah. She's got a hell of a voice.
Wow. I just love how hyped they are for each other.
Oh,
during
it's so
that,
cool.
It's like when you watch the gymnasts and they know the other person's entire routine, so they're dancing with them like on the side.
Right.
It's like they know exactly what they're doing because they like want them to succeed so
Plus,
much.
That's like a real-life High School Musical moment.
Uh-huh.
Like, everyone is in it. Like, everyone's singing the song. Like, it wasn't supposed to turn into that. So, like, it was just supposed to be the song, but it turned into such a moment that it was,
well,
like,
that was, it wasn't that the moment when they wanted to get, that was, like, to get green-lighted.
Yeah, yeah. That was them. In front of all the execs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Hugh Jackman is not supposed to be singing. That's why he's probably eating the apple.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a part of that, because he's the reason why they sang that.
Yeah. But he couldn't be singing because he had the cancer in his nose.
Mm.
And he had the surgery.
Got it.
So they told him he can't sing for so long, and they were supposed to do this, and then...
Which, he's actually a good singer.
He's a great singer that I was not expecting during that movie.
Yeah.
I saw him in the movie, I'm like, I thought he was just a meathead.
Yeah.
Nope. He's like a Broadway dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think that's where he
that's
started
where
before,
started.
Yeah, before he went to the X-Men.
Star is Born? Have you watched that yet?
With Bradley Cooper?
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah.
That's a
sad movie.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good.
Maybe on the
plane to Boston, and I'll just be the one in the plane just
like not even like
can you believe it?
Yeah, like not even like a good sad, like just like
sad.
Like, sad.
Like, Greatest Showman is just a good movie that
like a feel
is
good.
Emotional.
Well, like,
yeah.
It's got the roller coasters of the highest highs and the lowest lows, and you feel for these characters, and
yeah, the Star Is Born is just
Star Is Born is just,
but just, that soundtrack is incredible too.
Yeah. Well, Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
What's that song that they sing? The
Poker Face. I think this is the one you're thinking of.
No.
What?
Like
tell
Dean
me
Summerwind.
Something
yeah.
more. I'm falling. What's the name of it?
80 miles from Santa Fe.
I can't think of it when I'm hearing a different song. Shallow.
Shallow.
As soon as I took the headphones.
Shallow.
As soon as I took the headphones off.
In the
shallow.
This 80 miles from Santa Fe. Where'd you park?
Out front in your driveway.
By the lake.
That was my bet of first, because I knew where he was going, and then you came back with the joke back at him, and I was like, oh, he didn't get the joke. And I'm like, oh, I didn't get the joke. That was the one I wanted.
Park down here by... Oh, have you heard the Bo Burnham country song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pandoran.
So this was the part that... when Zach Brown Bam bought the Marine up.
Yeah.
I thought of this.
Yeah. Long hair. Yeah.
Cut jeans. A cold beer. A cold jeans. Scratch that last one. A dirt road. A cold beer. A blue jeans. A red pickup. A verbal noun. A simple adjective.
But no shoes, no shirt, no shoes, you didn't hear that. Sort of a mental typo. I walk and talk like a field hand, but the boots I'm wearing cost $3,000. I write songs about rotten tractors from the comfort of a private jet. I could sing in Mandarin, but still no one pandering. Here, chasing trout, a Bud Light with the logo facing out. Hear that subtle mandolin? That's textbook pandering. I own a private ranch that I rarely use. I don't like dirt. One verse, one chorus in the bag. Now it's time to talk to the ladies. I'm hoping my southern charm offsets
best
all
part.
These rapey vibes I'm putting out. Good girl in a straw hat with her arms out in a cornfield. That is a scarecrow.
Thought it was a human woman. Sorry.
A cold night, a cold beer, a cold jean. Strike that last one. And when you hold your baby face.
Some textual.
We go to bed, you doze off. So I take your country girl clothes off. I put my hands on your body. It feels like, hey, it's a fucking scarecrow again. I like Mandarin. Fuck your ear, not Mandarin. That isn't what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of Parks and Rec. I'm thinking of Parks and Rec of Bo Burnham and that.
The first time I heard that, like the, it's a fucking scarecrow again. Like, God damn it, he got me. Oh my God. Those specials came out in high school, and I remember talking about them, like, with everyone.
Yep.
They were so good. They still are. We watched one of them again.
He was in
Vine. When Inside came out, I went and watched
the first one.
Make Happy or whatever
Happy.
It is.
Yeah.
Something that's going to make you feel really good. Guess who
this
I just
is from Parks and Rec.
As the headliner for the Unity concert, Chip McCap.
No!
Yes!
Go, just zoom ahead a little bit. To where he's singing. She don't care about no fancy trim. She's just a mom from Old South Bend. Get home safe, boys, and thank you for protecting our freedom. That's what I think. When
I'll bring the girls, you bring the beer, and the troops will bring the freedom.
Hi, we just want to say we are.
Chip McCap.
Yeah, well, I'm very blessed. It's always nice to meet my amazing fans that keep me going. You're the real superstars.
Oh, thank you.
Can someone give me one of those lunch stacks? And stack them for me this time? Doesn't cheese on top or no one gets paid. You got it, Chip.
Doesn't have the accent.
Yeah.
No. Back to Bo.
Repeat stuff is a good one.
And the troops will bring the freedom.
You bring the girls, bring the beer, troops bring the freedom.
That's why when Zach Brown brought the Marine on stage, I was like, this is freaking Bo Burnham right now.
That's what they do every show.
It is awesome. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter how cheesy it is, it's freaking sweet.
Oh, and it gets the crowd just...
If you were that Marine, too,
oh my God,
you're like, this is why I went in.
Your elbow is about to fall off from the amount of force.
Arm just snap.
And then the flick out.
Thanks, John Cena.
Black Panther!
Yeah. From Pat McAfee. What's up the threes?
Every time I hear that song, I think of that prank call.
It's John Cena!
And you'll see him this Friday night! She's getting so mad.
Did you, you sent the video the other day of Pat McAfee show. During that same show, did you see Boss and Connor freak out?
No.
Because they... I'll show you guys later, because it's freaking so funny how fast he blows up. Because they're talking about, who's the one that just got in trouble for saying something from Boston?
Tom Brady.
No, it's the dude that is like an action hero. God dang it. No, I can't even think
Bruce
of that.
Willis.
He's pretty young.
Mark Wahlberg.
I have no idea.
It's a guy like him.
I literally have no idea.
He has a feud with Jimmy Kimmel.
Matt Damon.
Yes, Matt Damon.
Ah, oh yeah.
The bad things that he said, and then Pat and AJ Hawk keep saying, "Well, that's your boy, Connor."
Oh no!
Freaks out. It's so funny. Like that's your Boston boy.
Get your boy, dog. Yo, Zan, get your boy, dog.
What was the Pat thing that you sent again?
I have no idea. When you said that, I was like, I sent something.
You're like, Brent is Pat.
This is Brent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how we doing, boys? Yeah. How we doing?
How we doing?
Like, it's when he's talking about, like, everyone's always so down in the locker room and, like, doing these two-a-days and whatever, and then I'm just the punter that comes in and, hey, how we doing, man? Hey, it's a good day. It's going to be a good day. It's like, that's exactly.
Are you going to do this every day? Is this going to be every day?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I can find it right now.
Yeah, that's a good bit.
Probably not too far back, but yeah, that's I'm like that is Brent to a T, and then me and Matt are the guy who he kept messing
is this,
with.
Is this gonna be every day?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah,
every day.
All right, I guess.
Which one are you? This one.
Bless you.
I think the coffee.
Uh-huh, yeah, the coffee.
Just made a lot go. I'm talking about the...
Coffee.
Mucus.
Yeah, no, it was the coffee that did it. It wasn't COVID, no. Sorry, the COVID show was the last one.
That's like, I hope not.
Yeah, when I shared that on Facebook, it's like, this is involving COVID. Are you okay with sharing this?
I know, mine did too.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah.
The thing about the tracking is... watching the coaches, I think, learn like how much the wide receivers were running in a practice versus somebody else. Like, I think the first day where they saw it, they were like, our wide receivers are running 9 miles a day.
Holy
do you
shit.
Know that like they are running?
And it's usually at a full sprint, too.
Yeah, they're running like 7-8 miles a day. Where perfect somebody example. Else is this at like is a mile and a attack. Half. So they go, like, oh, maybe we could take it off on the wide receivers every once in a while. And then they start like trying to figure it out. We'll have them run like the back end of routes as opposed to the entire route. But then wide receivers, there's some that are so used to like work and they're like, yeah. No, I got to keep going or whatever.
He sounds like more of a smoker when you're just listening to him.
They were Soviet satellites.
Really?
Yeah, Soviet satellites.
I mean, technically, he's a smoker.
Yeah.
How many players were out there when you were the fastest one running?
Everybody was out there, but it was a walkthrough. Yeah. It was a walkthrough, and I was on the other field sprinting downwind, downhill. Downwind. I got 20-some miles an hour, though.
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. I was running, and then I would go, and I'd check the score or whatever, and I think the first one was like 19 miles an hour. I was like, nah, I got to go a little bit bigger. So then I start like selling out, and people hear me, like yelling on the side, right? So I forget who it was, probably D-lineman. Because D linemen, I think, were very intrigued by how I operate on a regular basis. I think they looked over and like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, don't worry about it. Then I go back and it says 20-something miles an hour. I'm like, fastest guy on the field. So then I walked, obviously, through all of the practice drills. Hey, don't worry about it, boys. 20-plus miles an hour speeding in some school zones. I'm a fast motherfucker. And everybody, obviously, is mocking me because I have the energy to waste sprints. This is probably 2 weeks in. Everybody is dead tired. I'm over there trying to set the score record or whatever. Then the other day, a week later, because it kind of worn off. I was no longer the fastest guy. So I got golf cart, took the governor off that thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, heck
same
yeah.
Downgrade with the thing on.
25 miles an hour fastest guy on the fucking field. It was unbelievable. It was absolutely. Hasselbeck told the story on while we were calling a game live on air because of how ridiculous it was to the entire team whenever, because these things were getting projected. Like, people knew how long people were running, how that, what the high speed was, what the non-high speed was, and everything. And the day I got 25 miles an hour, they left my score off of there, you know? So I was like, what did
What's
I run?
What's going on here?
What did I run? And they were like, there's no way you ran 25 miles an hour. I was like, what did the Soviet thing say? Tell me what it said.
They could pull up the film. You know, they could easily pull up the film and show that to the whole team of you in the goal.
Fucking taking a couple passes, too.
It would be awesome because it'd be from up in the tower, and then you just see you, like, off in the distance. You couldn't really zoom, just you, like, looking around, like, okay, yeah, all right. And then seeing you climb in and go back and forth.
Actually, think about me.
It's probably far in here.
That'd be an awesome video to find, though.
It's just like, yeah. I don't
know. And there's so much insta.
10:30 if you're getting ice or bags or whatever. Then you get back to your room, 10:45. Want to say hello to somebody, maybe.
Sure.
Hey, there's 11 o'clock. Oh, now you have to learn what you're going to do at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. And if you don't, by the way, you are going to get exposed. It is it is going to be violent, and it is going to be bad out there. That's why, you know, when I was either boozing at night, you know, or smoking or whatever.
Sure.
I always try to come in and lift the spirits.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing? Are you learning them? Oh, you guys got one-on-ones, 8 a.m. tomorrow? Oh, man. All right. Hey, you're going to fucking kill it tomorrow, dude.
That's you right there.
Yep, right there.
I'll be out there though tomorrow. I'll cheer you on, man. I will. It was – I didn't always have, you know, the best days motivating people, but I felt like, you know, 8 to 9 out of 10, I'd get them going a little bit.
I think it's beneficial. Hey, if I was a head coach, I'd want to bring you in to be that guy, as annoying as it might be. Like, I think it's needed.
It's not annoying, okay? There's a little bit of a – there's people that probably do act the way I act that is annoying, and I understand that. There has been previous concerns from teammates of mine that I was potentially going to act like somebody they had experience in the past. I had to. Taquell Jackson is the perfect – Taquell Jackson is the –
You know his name right away.
This guy, right here.
The miserable old Cleveland Brown linebacker, had the old school, like, Kevin Green-type helmet – probably 75 concussions at his position. He joins our team smoking cigars, just old, miserable vet, basically. Came into our team, though, was an instant leader, instant guy. His locker was right next to mine. Literally, I think it was two down one time, like 6:30 a.m., maybe day one. I'm like, hey, here we go, Taquell, huh? Best fucking day of all time today or whatever. Yeah, all right. He gives me a fist bump and he leaves. Next morning, guess what? Same guy did. Hey, Taquell, I didn't think we were going to be able to do it, but today, they're saying... Better than fucking yesterday. Let's go. Let's go.
Note this in.
It was like day three where I came in and he was looking down. And I think I gave him like a little pop on the shoulder or something. You know, I was like, yeah, huh? How we feeling? He was, is this every fucking day? That's what he said to me. Is this every fucking day? Every day, DeQuell. I'm going to be right here, pal. He's like, all right, well, fucking all right.
I'm going to be right here.
I'm going to be right here, pal. That's you.
That is.
That's you right there.
Hey, you know what I heard today? Better than yesterday.
And it would be on the days where you didn't work as much.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
It would be like when you'd come in, like you had something go, like I had a dentist appointment, so you had to come in later. It's like, hey, it's going to be a good day.
Okay, huh?
Like, Brent, you weren't here for 4 hours. Yeah. We've already practiced twice.
We ran sprints for 2 hours.
So the great comparison to that is lacrosse with like being attack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like being attack plus the captain on the attack side. So, like, I didn't do anything. I pulled myself
sat there
out of drills.
For the ball,
Yeah. Yeah, middies would run a man-on-man drill and then have to sprint to us, pass it off to us just so we could shoot and score.
Yeah.
And then we'd sit there and wait again. Like, it was, yeah, attack and lacrosse is
and
easy.
Then defensively... there wasn't as many long poles, so you're essentially out there every single time, and a lot of the times it was like a man up situation, so like a power play, so it's like a 4-on-3 and it's Brent and two other attackmen and then one other middie, and it's like a fast break of like us just getting shit on every single time. They're like, defense, play better. It's like
there's no hope.
Complete disadvantage. It's like 80% of the time they should be scoring.
There's
like,
a reason that it's a 17-15 game.
Yeah.
Like, right.
Offense wins more than...
It's not a defensive game. Yeah. But you were like the only attackman that would run back on defense. I don't know how you always got yourself stuck in that situation, but you would do it.
I think it was because I work smarter, not harder. And so, like, I would see the play happen, so I would, like, cheat up the field first.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I ended up being behind the midfielder, so then I would just go.
They're like, you stay, I got it.
Yeah. I think that's how it ended up.
That happened, like, a handful of times.
Yeah.
From what I remember.
And I also knew the defense.
Yeah.
So, like, that helped. Like, I actually... Like, when I came back, it wasn't like a, like, that's who we're picking on. Like, all right.
All right, what color are we? All right, good. Look down at your jersey. Okay, we're white. They're not.
That's our goalie.
Yeah, they're red. It looks like a red. It could be a pink. Oh, they just scored.
I get the ball, just turn rip on net.
We're like, oh, wow.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Have it.
It's like, oh, wow, someone should be covering that guy. Oh, that's my. Oh, okay, he just scored. Yeah. Oh, good. Well.
Hey. But I know the defense.
Hey, guys, hey. We'll get them next time, right? All right, we'll see you. Yeah. We'll see you at halftime.
Hey, good work, boys. All right. Hey, we're going to have a good day, all right? All right, let's put a wrap to it. I need to find a date quick. Hang on. Give me 10.
Well, Chad says hi to everybody.
Hi, Chad. Hey, Chad. Is he mad at me?
Probably.
Yeah. He probably knows. He can feel it.
Yeah.
We'll make sure you let him know, like, hey, you're not going to be happy with Brent in this episode.
Yeah, I will.
Real quick, we didn't talk about it. The Field of Dreams Day. That'll be pretty sweet.
The
Yankees White Sox are playing at Field of Dreams.
Oh, really?
You didn't see that?
No.
They built essentially
the second field.
Down in Iowa?
Because there's always the Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
It's always there. But they built in the cornfield. They built a second like stadium.
Oh, that's cool.
And it looks awesome.
Yeah,
it looks so cool. Yeah,
I feel like they did that last year too, or 2 years ago.
They were going to do it last year. Yeah, but
then, it got.
Now it's gonna happen every year
due to.
It's gonna be the
COVID
vid.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
All right, let's put a wrap to it.
All right, I'm Matt Palmquist.
I'm Kyle Moore.
I'm Brent Wallace. We are in the North Star Cast, wishing you a very happy World Elephant Day.
What?